H110. More info, cinemapolitica.org. This screening series is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to the gala of the 16th edition of Silly d'Or de la Musique du Monde. See you on Tuesday, April 27th at La Tulipe at 8 p.m. Come and support your favorite artists to help them win the Silly d'Or d'Argent and de Bronze. Throughout the showcase, extraordinary talents emerge each year. Le Silly d'Or de la Musique du Monde is a celebration that brings cultures of the world together. For more information, visit sillydor.com. That's sillydor.com.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CKUT in Montreal, 90.3 FM.
On Doc
and this mess stinking.
When we ain't chilling up in the bricks in the Shaolin, we chilling out here in Montreal
on CKUT.
Nobody do it better, dog.
90.3 FM. Gone.
You're listening to CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned.
Nobody do it better, dog.
90.3 FM.
But CKUT and the place to be from the bottom to the TOP.
This program is uncut. It contains strong language and some adult situations. Discretion is advised.
All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3 FM, every single Wednesday from 3 to 5. This is Pro V. Thank you very much for tuning in. Today's show is going to be an interview with Butcher T, kind of Montreal's version of Kool Herc, the guy who brought hip hop to Montreal, the guy who, you know, one of the first DJs to really know how to put things together in a hip hop form. So we get into talking about growing up in Montreal and Jamaica at the same time, you know, back and forth. And then, you know, all the influences that had him providing our city with that sound and influencing our city with what was coming from New York at the time. And a whole bunch of other stories talking about, you know, his relationship with DST, Herbie Hancock's DJ, DJing at the Spectrum 84 big breakdance event. And a whole lot more. So, you know, that's CKUT royalty, I should call it, you know. He's been here at the station from the beginning. So enjoy the interview. Thank you very much, Butcher T. Thank you very much for everything that you provided us with and the path that you started us all on. So enjoy the interview. All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3 FM. Peace.
It's like we're in the living room.
Yeah. Shit. Man, just chilling. Chilling with Butcher T.
Yes, it's the place to be.
Yeah, man, Montreal's example of a Kool Herc, you know what I mean? The guy who one of the guys who brought the music here, and I'm sure there's so many stories you have from what you were influenced, like, you know, what influenced you in those times,
stories,
and bringing it here and the reaction from the people and how it just kind of probably took off within the city. So
you're going to like dissect me. You're going to be like picking out what you can pick out of my brain.
Just trying to access. I'm just trying to access the memories. You know, that's my
good,
job.
Good.
You know what I mean? I'm not trying to do anything more than that, but just access the memories and hear your story.
You know, acupuncture when they use the pins there, you're going to be doing it verbally.
Yeah, man. So, you were born in Montreal?
Yeah, born in Montreal. I had the best of both worlds, you know. My parents both Jamaican, so I had the privilege in living in Jamaica. Went to school there for a bit, then came back to Montreal, and I used to go back and forth. So, you know, so I had the culture of, I'm a musical junkie. Mm-hmm. Because in Jamaica now, when you're in Jamaica now, everybody thinks Jamaica's like reggae music, but in Jamaica you hear country.
Yeah,
you hear R&B. You hear the side A's and you hear the side B's. So side B's would be the unknown.
Yeah.
But in Jamaica, though, the side B, they'll make it known or whatever. You know what I mean?
To explain that to somebody listening, the side A would be the big hit, whatever the single would be. And the side B, it's like, oh, let me give something to the people that
exactly.
might not be on the album or might be the kind of lesser known.
But they always made the side B.
Yeah.
You know, the side A was there, but they made the side B a hit. I mean, but anyways, what I'm saying, like, in Jamaica, there was so much of a variety of music. So how I was exposed to the music, there was a family house in Kingston, Rollington Town. And we had a bar, a corner bar, the family owned. So I used to wake up to music and go to sleep to music. So it's like, you know, people putting money in the jukebox, you know, so like the guy's coming. Okay, at night, okay, say at night, I'm hearing music when people's there drinking. You're hearing all kinds of, you hear Jerry Butler, you hear...